everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. Hey, today, it's just me, right? Rob's busy doing other ministry stuff, and he'll be back next week. But I want to talk about something that's probably a little maybe controversial and a little hard to talk about, and maybe it's something that people shy away from. But what I want to talk about today is leaving your church and going to a different church, and you know, what does that look like? And I've done a ton of research on this. But I think today, most pastors, they want to protect their flock. But are they? But what does that mean, right? When they say they want to protect their flock, does it mean they want to protect them from leaving and going to a church on the other side of town, or does it mean that they want to protect them from spiritual harm and an outside attack? What does it mean when they say they want to protect their flock? You know, aren't there times when it's okay or even necessary to leave your church? And how do you know? Because, look, the decision to leave a church or to stay at a church is hard. It's a very difficult decision. And the reason is it's especially difficult is because you create these relationships with the body of the church, right? The church body. You make friends. You make people that you do life with, right? You're doing life with them. You have done life with them. You're in small group with them. These are some people that you love dearly. And so when you think about walking away, you or not walking away, because you're not walking away from Christ, but when you think about, you know, being called to do something else is what I would say, or being called to go someplace else, there's a fear of what's going to happen with those relationships, you know? And so I think it's important to talk about, right? Because it becomes complicated, and I think it's complicated by other issues because of perception, right? There's this perception of disloyalty, right, if you leave. There's this perception of maybe you're not united. It's disunity or mistrust. And these are perceptions that I think are baseless, right? I personally had someone tell me one time that I couldn't leave the church because it would cause division and it was not biblical. Almost word for word, right? And, you know, the bottom line is in most cases, there's no such thing as an easy way to know whether you're supposed to leave your church or not. So if we keep that in mind, that there's no easy way to know whether you're supposed to leave your church or not, there are some signs that'll make it a little bit easier to stomach. So we got to look for those signs, right? And so as I was doing, I said I did a ton of research. So there was an article in 2011 by sharefaith.com, and they did an amazing job. And because it was so good, I'm going to use a lot of it, right? And so if you want to know, I think you can just probably Google when to leave your church. And it's probably going to come up under sharefaith.com. And so I'm going to go through it. And then there was other things, right? There was a good article on gotquestions.org that you can go and search, you know, when is the right time to leave a church. And then the gospelcoalition.org has a blog about nine marks, right? The nine marks of an unhealthy church. And so that's going to help us uncover some of the issues as well. So I'm going to take from several of these sources. And I'm going to put together – what I have done is I took from several of these sources and I put together a list that I'm comfortable talking about. And so I think before we get into that, you know, the reasons to leave, we have to start with the reason for the church. And I think to do that is we got to look at Acts 2:42 because it would be considered by many – as a purpose statement for church. And I'm sure that you know, many people who have listened and visited church and heard them say something like, we are an Acts 2 church. I've heard it countless times visiting churches. And so in Acts 2:42, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. So according to this verse, right, the purpose and activities of the church should be teaching biblical doctrine, providing a place of fellowship for believers, observing the Lord's Supper, and praying. That's the purpose. Now, That's what I believe, right? I'm taking, like, you know, the scripture doesn't say that those four things, but you know, I think we could come to that conclusion that the purpose of the church is to teach biblical doctrine, to provide a place for fellowship, to observe the Lord's Supper, and to pray. So then we want to dive into the reasons that I think it would be appropriate to leave or go to a different church. And the first one is to leave when a church teaches the wrong doctrine. So look, this is an easy one. If your church that you go to teaches something that is contrary to God's word, get out. Don't walk, run, leave. And even though this one is basic, sometimes it actually can be pretty hard to spot. I don't know any pastor that's going to come right out and declare that they're denying the Bible or that they're denying some key doctrine of the Bible, unless maybe it's progressive Christianity, right? I did a podcast about progressive Christianity, and you can go read about it, where they don't necessarily believe that the Bible is the infallible word of God, right? And so that is a problem, right? So leave when the church teaches the wrong doctrine, right? Now, some churches will hide it in the background. And unless you are very detailed about the questions you ask, it may take some time to recognize it. So when you're dealing with this issue, be careful to make sure that you understand the difference between true biblical doctrine and your own preference. Right, because you don't want to walk away from a church and say, "Well, they taught the wrong doctrine, and it really wasn't." Right? I feel like a lot of people have their own preference, but that doesn't mean it goes against the Bible. And so, you got to make sure that you're very specific and that you're very grounded in your biblical doctrine to understand if that's why you're walking away. All right, so that's the first one, right? The second one would be leave. It's okay to leave a church if they tolerate or cover up sin. You know, there are some churches that are impeccable when it relates to doctrine. But then when you look at the problems that they have with sin, they're horrendous, right? And so bad doctrine and covering up or tolerating sin are bad. Both are compelling reasons to leave. I think some churches allow sin to fester, and it's just a problem, right? And I think that, you know, especially when it relates to sin in the leadership of the church, right? When the top falls into sin, the people's willingness to forgive him goes beyond, you know, just all justifiable boundaries, to be honest with you. Now, I'm not saying don't forgive, right? Because we are taught to forgive. But if you hide it or you try to cover it up, that's what I'm talking about is the problem, right? If you don't deal with it right when it is found out, that's where it becomes a problem. Because if you're hiding it, you're tolerating it. You know, it's not about the forgiveness of sin at that point. You're just saying it's okay, right? Because nobody has repented. Nobody has said that, look, I was wrong. And so if at the leadership, if somebody sins and you just have this big, ugly cover-up, that's a problem. And you know, sometimes this sinful lifestyle of some of the leaders of a church or some significant church members, maybe they're a big giver, right? Or they're an elder. That's a problem. You can't hide it. It's not a healthy atmosphere. There's no way around that. You know, no church should tolerate or cover up bad behavior like that. You know, it needs to be confronted, it needs to be confessed, and it needs to be dealt with. And by confronting it, by confessing it and dealing with it, people can be forgiven, right? So that's why I say, you know, it's not about, you know, oh, I can't forgive you. It's about the way you deal with it. You know, if your church covers it up and they don't actually deal with that sin, walk, don't run. Another thing, right? This is probably one of the big ones for me, because I think for the most part, a lot of churches are doing the right thing. But when a church refuses to reach out in the community, it's time to go. Right? It's just time to go. If they refuse to reach out, it's time to go. I mean, read your Bible and find out what the church is supposed to be doing, right? If your church has just degenerated into a social club, it's not a church anymore. Period, right? If all you care about is the people who walk in the door and you don't reach out to the community, it's a social club. Living out and proclaiming the gospel is a core identity of the church, right? Action is imperative to the mission of the church, right? In Matthew 28, 18 through 20 is the Great Commission, right? Everybody should know it, but it says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" That's the Great Commission, right? That's plan A directly from Jesus Christ. There is not a plan B. So if your church refuses to reach out in the community, refuses to go and make disciples of all nations, refuses to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they're not fulfilling the Great Commission. And to me, that means they're doing the opposite of what Christ teaches, right? When he says in verse 20, I think a lot of people leave off verse 20, "and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you." Well, he's commanding you to go and make disciples. So if you're not willing to go and make disciples, you're doing the opposite of what Christ has taught. And if that's the church, if that's how the church that you attend believes, it's not a church. People are going to disagree with me, and that's okay. Right? These are not easy subjects. We've been doing this podcast for, I think, 65 episodes, 70 episodes, whatever it is. And we've had a lot of topics that are not easy to talk about. And this is one of them, because we all have this belief of what church should be. So the next one, if your church won't answer your questions, or discourages you from asking questions, I would probably say it's time to go. When a church is not a safe place to ask questions, it becomes a dangerous place. The local church doesn't exist to ignore your questions about faith. It doesn't exist to demand you to have blind, unquestioning, unfaltering adherence to what they teach. Now, look, if that's what you're looking for, you can find it, right? You can go to Scientology, you can go to Mormonism, you can go to a lot of things, right? If you're looking for something to just demand blind, unquestioning, unwavering faith without any question, there's better places for you. Because at the end of the day, the Bible is the source of authority that requires our faith, period. But this doesn't mean you can never search or learn or wonder or ask questions or seek answers, right? And your church, your leaders of your church are supposed to be there, right? Now, me personally, I have with the exception of maybe going to a Mormon church or visiting some other religion, I have never been to a Christian church that didn't embrace questions. And so I bring this one up just for the simple fact, if you're listening and you're not a Christian and you're going to like a Mormon church, or you're going to Scientology, or you're going somewhere else that they are a church, but they don't want you to ask questions, they discourage you from asking questions, you need to question that, right? And I probably should say that when I talk about these things, I'm not necessarily just talking about Christian churches, right? Because there are other religions that have church that you attend that absolutely don't want you to ask questions. And I mentioned a couple of them. And so if your church, regardless of religion, is unwilling or discourages you to ask questions or shushes your questions, right? Like, I don't ask that. You need to find another church because they're going to help you. And again, I'm going to clarify, I've never been to a Christian church where they discouraged me from asking questions. You know, I think that would be, well, it would scare me. It would be a problem. So the next one is, if you have a concern of conscience, that's a problem, right? There are some issues in life that you just can't put your finger on, right? But you know your conscience is bothering you. You know, an example would be when a Christian is raised in a different tradition, right? And they attend a church of a different tradition, you know, there's going to be some discomforts. You know, for me, right, that discomfort is, you know, like the Apostles' Creed. I've done a ton of research about it, and there's just, I don't understand. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying for me personally, there's some questions that I have. You know, if you're Lutheran and you're going to a Southern Baptist, maybe you're like, hey, where's the benches to kneel at? Like, where's the altar? You know, a lot of people can easily adjust to these different situations, right? But for others, it's really difficult. And so if you go to a new church and there's tradition that you're used to, and this new church doesn't do it, you know, it becomes very difficult. And if the issue is difficult, and you feel like you're sinning against your own conscience because you're not doing something, you should probably look for a denomination or an assembly that is more in keeping with your tradition. It's big. It's important, right? Now, of course, you know, these issues can come up from more than just tradition, right? Like some people have a problem with music. You know, the war on music is pretty heated debate, right? Some people are okay with, you know, a big band and a production. Some people are not okay with it, right? They want to just do hymns. You know, some people are, you know, super weird about the different translations of the Bible, like, you know, it's a King James only, or it's an NIV only, or maybe it's, you know, the way people dress, or maybe it's the use of like a cell phone in church, right? A lot of people today use their cell phones as their Bibles. And so they, you know, some churches discourage that, and maybe that's a problem for you. So you have to allow your conscience to be shaped by the Bible, and at the same time, refuse to sin against your own conscience. Right? That may be hard to understand, but, you know, just think about it and pray about it, right? If you have this tradition that you're so used to, it's okay to leave a church because they don't follow that tradition. The next one, if you can't build relationships in a church, you should go someplace else, right? There are churches that are nothing more than like family and cliques, right? The culture is very family-like. But what happens is it's restricted to kind of like the select in crowd, right? That's not healthy, right? Christianity is about relationships. So if you can't build relationships in your church, then you're not able to practice this authentic faith, this vibrant faith. Now, you have to make an effort. Let's just start there, right? Like, you can't go to church, you know, sit down when you walk in the door, not say hi to anybody as soon as service is over or right before service. Like, the pastor friend is preaching, there's going to be one more song and you bolt out before that song is over. Well, you're not trying to build relationships. You're not making an effort. You're boning out before you ever have an opportunity. But if you're actively trying, you're actively making an effort, and you're banging your head against this impenetrable wall, that's not healthy, right? And any church that doesn't encourage new relationships, you know, I don't want to say allow because they all allow it, but if they don't encourage it and they don't practice it, that's a church that's going to be on the decline eventually. Right, they may be fine now, but in a year, their number is going to be less. And in 5 years, their number is going to be less than that. So if you can't make a relationship because you're not part of the in crowd, not because you didn't try. Look, you got to try. And I don't mean just one Sunday. Like, you need to go for several months and try to build relationships within a church. And if you do that and you still can't, well, it's time to go somewhere else. The next one would be if you have significant disagreements, I would leave a church, right? Over significant issues, not a, you know. Now, look, the word significant is kind of subjective, right? Something significant to me may not be significant to you, but if it is significant and it needs to be addressed and it's not addressed, it's a problem, right? If you constantly feel like you're at odds over something there where there's this constant concern about some issue, it's probably time to go, right? It's probably time to move on. You know, as I started thinking about this, right? There are tons of questions that come up when you think about leaving a church. It's not easy. And I will tell you from personal experience, the most important thing to do in this situation is pray. You have to spend a lot of time with God before making this decision. The things I've talked about here, they're not a complete list by any stretch of the imagination. And you certainly are not going to have all the answers. This decision, the decision to leave a church, is one that has to be made with God. Because look, God loves you. He wants what's best for you. So make sure you're happy. Make sure, not that you're happy, make sure that you're making the decision with integrity, prayer, and hope that God is going to do what's best for you, because he will, right? I shouldn't even say the word hope. I should say integrity, prayer, and faith. Faith that God will guide you in the best way. Because here's the thing I think people may not recognize, right? As I've went through all of these things, maybe God put you there to help. Maybe God put you there to help with some of those problems, right? Maybe this church, anybody who went there has had a problem building relationships. And you're outgoing and you've got this personality that's just amazing. Well, maybe God put you there to help tear down that wall of anti-relationships and help this church body grow. So when I say it's not an easy thing to leave the church, God may have brought you there. And that's why it is imperative that you pray, that you spend a lot of time with God before you make that decision. And I think it's also important to mention that leaving a church can actually be a very good thing, right? It doesn't have to be negative. You know, sometimes a church doesn't provide everything that you need. Sometimes you have grown to a point that you need to go to another church to grow more, right? Or God is calling you to another church to help them. Maybe this other church that you're being called to go to, that God is just helping lift the veil on your eyes to go to this other location, is to fix some of these things that I've talked about. Maybe none of these things are a problem with the church you're currently a member of, but God's calling you to go fix these things someplace else. Maybe you were part of some critical part of the team of the current church, and you're being called to build the same thing someplace else. So look, don't overlook the blessing that you can be and give when you get to that new church. Don't overlook the blessing that they can give you. Don't underestimate the blessing that the old church can get by you leaving. Maybe by you leaving, someone that wanted to step up and do something now can, because you're not there. because there's a gap that has to be filled. And that person that fills that gap can grow into that new opportunity to help grow the kingdom of God. So when I say it's important to think about that leaving a church can be a very good thing, it can be a very good thing for everybody involved. Don't forget that, because I think far too often when people leave a church, the people that are left behind are upset. Well, why did they leave? Why did they do this? Why did they do that? Why didn't they come to me? Why are they questioning what God's plan is? That's what I want you to think about. Why? Why question God's plan? Because at the end of the day, everything we do has to be for what God wants us to do. It's to grow the kingdom of God, right? You remember earlier I said, if your church doesn't reach out, it's a problem. Well, it's the Great Commission, right? I said it. There's no plan B. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations and teach them to obey everything I've commanded, right? I paraphrased, right? You know, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. It is the only plan. So if God is calling you to reach out by leaving the church that you're a current member of and going to a church that needs your help, praise God. Don't allow anybody to dictate or convince you that doing it is the wrong thing to do when God's calling you to do it, because it can be a very good thing for you, for the church you're leaving, and for the church you're going to, because everybody has to grow. Hey, I want to say thanks for listening. This is Rick, Nomad Pastor Podcast. We'll be back next week with Rob, and we'll be talking about a bunch of different things. And I just want you to remember, love God and love people. Thanks.